tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. A speaker vote still in limbo in the House, where Republicans are rallying support around Steve Scalise to replace ousted Kevin McCarthy. CBS's Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
Steve Scalise is a step closer to becoming the next U.S. House Speaker, but nothing is guaranteed. He ultimately needs to get 217 votes on the U.S. House floor, and he emerged from a party meeting today with 113. That means he's a 104 short and has to make up that gap. And there seems to be, according to multiple sources speaking with CBS News, a hesitation towards starting one of these votes again until Steve Scalise or somebody has locked down the 217.
The White House says it hopes that happens soon, and Scalise agrees.
We need to make sure we're sending a message to people all throughout the world that the House is open and doing the people's business.
The war between Israel and Hamas now in its fifth day, with the death toll rising on both sides. CBS's Holly Williams is in Moran, Israel.
It looks as though people were simply executed in their own home, executed on the spot. We're hearing stories from rescue workers of mothers and fathers and their children killed in the same house, killed in their dining room, killed in their gardens. Just horrific stories.
About 1,200 people have been killed by the terror group in Israel, including 22 Americans. Meantime, the U.S. is working on getting innocent civilians out of Gaza, where more than 1,000 people have died. White House Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're actively discussing this with our Israeli and our Egyptian counterparts. We support safe passage for civilians.
Many caught in the crossfire. A former NFL player has been charged with killing his mom last month near Chicago.
Former NFL player Sergio Brown is in police custody in connection with the death of his mother. Investigators said Brown had traveled to Mexico. That is also where he seemingly posted Instagram stories days after her death with bizarre rants.
FBI, they came into my house on Bob Marley.
He's now deported, taken into custody near San Diego, awaiting extradition to Illinois to face charges of first-degree murder.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. President Biden says the FTC's proposed junk fee ban will help families and honest businesses by showing total costs for things like concert tickets or hotel rooms up front.
Without realizing, folks can end up paying as much as 20% more.
Companies could face penalties if they don't comply. Disney's raising prices at its parks in Florida and California soon on pretty much everything from annual passes to parking. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Another member of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's panel to investigate impeachment proceedings against newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz has publicly recommended not pursuing impeachment. Former Justice John Wilcox was only recently revealed to be a member of the panel alongside former Chief Justice Patience Rogensack and former Justice David Prosser. Both Wilcox and Prosser have publicly said they do not support impeachment proceedings. Law enforcement authorities are looking for a suspect and vehicle involved in two September burglaries. Officials say the suspect is wanted in connection with the theft of money from a pumpkin stand lockbox in Dunn County on September 13th and a burglary at Lake Haley Storage on September 17th. Security footage received does not clearly show the suspect, but does show a 2007 to 2011 Toyota Camry with a partial license plate of 2EU06. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it is a whopper of a Wednesday edition, but we have a nation and many crises. We are a nation without a Speaker of the House.
Oh, I've been able to sleep at night. I don't know about you. Good to see you, Crudy. Nate, work on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Happy hump day to us all.
Dominic, we've got a fine guest joining us in the Happier Happy Hour, 5:30 today. James Causey, coming over from the Journal Sentinel. And I don't know if you've seen the ads, but there is a dark money group putting up some misleading ads that are anti-CRT, critical race theory, dumb. So James Causey is going to have some comment on the reporting I found at the Journal Sentinel today. He's joining us at 5:30, so looking forward to that, Dom. But I want to start with the speaker race. You know, it's a race. And Kevin McCarthy's over on the sideline saying, I'm still here. I'm still here. Apparently, Kevin McCarthy would like to let you know that he's waiting in the wings, just in case, just in case.
Yes.
But we have this Steve Scalise character, and I didn't think, because of the active treatment for cancer, I didn't think he would be considered a candidate. You know, perhaps some health concerns, might not be up to the job. In fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I ain't vote for him. He's got cancer. MTG, that's your girl. Anyways.
Yes, yes.
But I would say, despite his health condition, I find him truly despicable, Dom. And I find this a very Faustian contrast between what? Scalise, who is a self-described David Duke without the baggage. And then there's the other guy. The other guy's Jim Jordan. And I think it's fair to describe him as perhaps Denny Hassert without the baggage.
Without the baggage. Oh my, this is the best that the Republicans in the House have to offer, a David Duke light and a Denny Hastert light.
Well, and they've still got Kevin McCarthy, the only speaker in the history of the House ever to have been fired. So by a small margin, apparently Scalise won the caucus today, the caucus vote, but he hasn't won the speakership. He's not the Speaker of the House yet, because you got to win.
The caucus vote, 113-99, behind a closed-door conference meeting.
That is a slim enough margin, and I've already seen some statements out there, Dom, you know, like, I'm not voting for Steve Scalise. That's Chip Roy's latest. they haven't taken a vote because they don't have the votes. If they had the votes, they'd have taken the vote.
For the full House to vote. Because, of course, the Democrats are all going to vote for Hakeem Jeffries.
Well, why would we vote for either of those terrible candidates? That's a terrible choice.
Any chance like a couple of moderates come over and vote for Jeffries?
Dominic, I just want to bring up, just in case you or anyone would question why I would say this about Steve Scalise, David Duke without the baggage, because that's what he said about himself, according to this reporting. I found it over at The Guardian. Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican who some in his party reportedly want to elect as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives after the stunning and historic removal of Kevin McCarthy, was once reported to have called himself David Duke without the baggage. Now, Duke, if you're unaware, is the former Grand Wizard of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, an avowed white supremacist who ran for Louisiana governor, the U.S. House and Senate, and for president, and who in 2003 was sentenced to 15 months in jail for mail and tax fraud. Which baggage? Is it the mail and the tax fraud baggage?
Right. There's so much baggage, perhaps he should articulate and specify for us.
Dominic Scalise, now 57, was elected to Congress in 08. He became Republican House Whip in 14 and was elected Majority Leader in 2022 as a hardline conservative acceptable to the far right of his party, which has now successfully rebelled against McCarthy. And ahead of McCarthy's removal, Scalise implored his fellow Republicans to keep doing this work that we were sent here to do, rather than focus on ejecting the Speaker. This isn't the time to slow the process down, said Scalise, denying interest in the speakership. Well, that didn't take long. Apparently, he's...
If called, I will answer.
Dom, but the speakership may offer Scalise a tempting prize. If he is elevated into the role, he will become the highest-ranking member of Congress ever to come from the state of Louisiana. And Politico's Olivia Beavers reported last Tuesday that Scalise had started to reach out to House members ahead of launching his bid for the speakership. He's getting good support already. Oh, is he? Now, I want to get back to the David Duke part because that's the more interesting part to me, Dom. Duke, Scalise's fellow Louisianan, last made national headlines when he supported Donald Trump for president in 16. Support Trump was slow to disavow.
There's a shocker.
He claimed he didn't know who David Duke was at the moment, right? Even though he had publicly taken pictures and talked to the guy and whatever. But, you know, Trump, it all fades from memory. But 2 years before that, Steve Scalise ran into controversy and his remarks about Duke surfaced after a blogger revealed Scalise's attendance, wait for it, Dom, at a white supremacist concert, just a conference, organized by David Duke in 2002. So Scalise actually went to a white supremacist conference organized by David Duke. And Scalise, whose district includes a large suburban area of New Orleans that Duke once represented in Louisiana state legislature, said he had been seeking support for legislation that focused on cutting wasteful state spending, eliminating government corruption, and stopping raid heights, and wholeheartedly condemned the views of the group concerned. He, being Scalise, said attending the conference was a mistake I regret, as he emphatically opposed the divisive racial and religious views that the groups like these hold. You know, he's a Catholic, Dom. A little bit more here. I'm jumping around a bit. Duke, however, told the Washington Post, Scalise would communicate a lot with my campaign manager, Kenny Knight. That's why he was invited and why he would come. Kenny knew Scalise. Scalise knew Kenny. They were friendly. And Dom, that wasn't the end of it. The controversy deepened when Stephanie Grace, a Louisiana politics reporter and columnist, told the New York Times that at the start of Scalise's legislative career, while explaining his politics, he told her he was like David Duke without the baggage. Now, Dom, Grace said she thought Scalise had meant he supported the same policy ideas as David Duke, but he wasn't David Duke and that he didn't have the same feelings about certain people as David Duke did, but he did go to the white supremacist conference, not a concert.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Anyways,
I'll jump in here.
That's up there.
Scalise did not comment on Grace's remarks, but Chuck Keckley, the Republican speaker of the Louisiana State House at the time, told the paper comparisons between Scalise and the Klan leader were not fair to Steve at all. Nonetheless, the Duke controversy has followed Scalise throughout his career in Republican leadership, which has seen him surviving being seriously wounded in a mass shooting in 2017, become one of five Louisiana Congress members to vote against certifying some election results hours after the deadly Capitol attack of January 6th, and become majority leader in 2002. In August of this year, announced a cancer diagnosis, as mentioned. David Duke. I'm like, David Duke without the baggage. And how? But you went to the white supremacist conference because you were looking for what? Shared ideas about keeping tax rates low? Really? That's what brings everybody together at the white supremacist conference? Tax policy? Come on, man. You know, I've been to lots of concerts in my life and a few conferences. I've never stumbled in to a bar or a hotel conference room where there's a white nationalist conference going on. I thought, hell, I'm going to stick around and hang out and see what's happening. Maybe we have some like ideas.
How hard can that be? Saying that Nazis are bad.
Nazis are bad. Come on, Steve Scalise. Oh, and this guy is who the Republicans have elevated to the top of their party. Barely.
Well, you know, I did also publish on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page a little coverage of the former Ohio State wrestlers saying that, you know, Jim Jordan is not really fit to be the Speaker of the House either. So you've got the David Duke without the baggage, and as I like to think of him, Denny Hassert without the baggage, ?
David Duke light, Denny Hastert light. Ah, at least they're, you know, what, moving away from the sexual abuse and terrible racism. You know, KKK, really? Steve Scalise, you agree on tax policy, though, right?
Dominic, I was listening to Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today here in Madison. Your girl Vicky down the dial. She had a guest, Tom Tiffany, congressman from the state of Wisconsin. Now, he's an avowed Jim Jordan guy, he was quick to tell Vicky. And wasn't real clear that he was ready to jump on the Scalise bandwagon, Dom. But here's the question. Why didn't they have a vote? If they got the votes, and I mean, Scalise is literally the whip. It's his job to go find the votes. Right. But if they had the votes, why don't we have a Speaker of the House? They cannot proceed. There is nothing happening for lack of speaker.
Because the same folks that want to burn it all down are going to demand a pound of flesh. I mean, how is Steve Scalise going to be in any different of a situation than Kevin McCarthy was?
Well, he hasn't yet been expelled for the first time in history as Speaker of the House. You know, there's
not yet
precedent set, Dom. Now there's a roadmap. Come back with us. We got a roadmap to greatness right here on the radio dial. You could be a part. 844-967-2789. And Dom, there's someone famous coming to Waukesha County. A brush with greatness. We've mentioned this to each other before we came on the air, but I'm curious, who would you go out to a Costco to see? How famous do they have to be for you to go to Costco? Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase.
With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, not as cool, a low in the low 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with rain developing in the afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Blustery, rainy, and cooler Thursday night into Saturday morning. At times, wind gusting higher than 30 miles an hour. High Friday near 50. It's 60 right now.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, did you see the Game of Thrones dude? Jason Momoa. And he also did Aquaman. He's famous for being sort of big and hunky. You know, strapping lad like myself. Yeah. Dom, he's coming out to Waukesha County, my understanding. And I bet there will be lines at the Costco. He's going to Costco. And then he's also going to a liquor store. And you'll probably like the rationale, the reason. He's promoting his vodka, Dom. So there's alcohol involved. So that's a good thing.
All right.
Now, I would ask, and I've got some serious politicking to talk with you as well, but got to ask you, man, who would you go see at the Costco? Have you ever had a brush with greatness? Have you ever gone and seen someone you were starstruck by?
That's the thing. I'm not a starstrucker. You know what I mean? And I'm not great at like remembering actors and actresses and musicians necessarily, you know? One time I was in Metro Detroit in Rochester, and they had a big outdoor mall kind of place, a Macy's or Hudson's or something. And I saw a bunch of Kiss fans walking around, and I asked, you know, one of the people working, what's going on? And to my surprise, Kiss had released, or perhaps some members of Kiss, their new cologne. So a lot of the Kiss army was out, you know, going to get some now, of the new cologne. I did not stick around to see the new cologne or smell the new cologne.
You couldn't cross a Macy's store to go check out Kiss?
It wasn't like happening yet, and I was walking through, man. No.
Here's the other.
I've seen Kiss in concert a couple of times, you know, mildly entertaining. You know, I appreciate the throwback from growing up and whatnot, but no, I'm okay, man. I don't need to do that.
What did they smell like? Was it a pleasant smell? Did you like the Kiss cologne?
I did not sample the cologne, and the folks, the Kiss army that was there, you know, they
where's your curiosity, man? You don't even know what Kiss cologne smells like. That's a once in a lifetime because you know,
even know Kiss made a cologne, Crudy. I mean, you probably go find some, man. Are you a Kiss army, man? Are you all about Kiss rock and roll all night, party every day?
I like
Detroit Rock City.
I like Kiss as much as I like most rock bands, but here's the question I would ask. How did you know they were Kiss fans? Was it the face paint? Were they full, you know?
It was the Kiss patches, the jackets, the jean jackets, the shirts. I mean, it was obvious it was Kiss Army, man.
I forget what grade it was, like sixth grade, but one year for Halloween, maybe it was. I went as one of the Kiss guys, the guy with the stars. Is that Ace Frehley? I forget who's got the stars, but I went as a Kiss guy for Halloween, and we ended up playing like hockey that day in gym class. And I just remembered it was my greatest hockey day ever, but Maybe it was the face. You know, maybe people didn't want to get the...
Paul Stanley had the star. He was star child. He was the star child.
Well, that day, I was a star of the floor hockey gymnasium hockey game.
Shiny star.
I scored like 3 goals that day. It still sticks in my memory. I was like the Al Bundy of the middle school floor hockey game.
You know, Al Bundy of the fill in the blank, Crudy. Come on.
Here's what I would say. When you grow up as a Wisconsin kid, and there were kids in my neighborhood that were like on the Russian junior national team, and there's a Swedish kid, best little goalie I'd ever seen in my life. But I mean, there were damn good hockey players growing up in Madison when I was a kid. You know, Madison, the Badger hockey team were usually challenging for a national championship. And what I would say is when you grow up in a hockey society, even though I don't skate well, but you go down south, you play hockey in like North Carolina. I got to tell you, I was the Wayne Gretzky of North Carolina. That's that Halloween day, that or the Paul Stanley, you know. But I do hope that you are willing to come out for a brush with greatness with us. The Devil's Advocates are going to be at the Jade Monkey next Tuesday. That party's coming up soon. We're doing a live show 4 to 6 p.m. The Jade Monkey, Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin. It's the new one, newly remodeled, bigger, still cool. And we're going to do a live broadcast, and we've already got a confirmation. I know how we're starting the show. Retiring Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, our friend, he's locked in, Dom. He'll be there from the top.
Nice.
And I know we've got some, well, many invitees. I've got many political invitees. Unfortunately, Mark Pocan's not going to be in the district, but I think I'm going to go out and see Mark in D.C. very, very soon. So anyways,
excellent.
Booking ahead, Dom. I've been doing a little work off the air.
Yeah, look at that.
It's the only looking work I do. So you, the audience, come party with us, the super cool stars, air quotes, of the Devil's Advocates radio show, and you know, stick around for the party at the Jade Monkey. That
maybe I need to release some Devil's Advocates tequila. You know, I mean, I'm not really not a big vodka fan. I mean, it's fine. You know, mix it with whatever, but I'm more of a, you know, tequila guy.
Maybe,
as you
maybe
know.
It maybe should be Devil's Spicy Rum.
Ooh, I know you like your rum.
I would still wonder, not you so much, Dom, but who would you leave the house to go see? Like at a Costco, Jason Momoa, you going to going to Brookfield to see Momoa. And I have the information perhaps for a few of our female friends, the Melly Vodka Revolution Tour will make a stop at Costco. That's 15300 West Grange Avenue, New Berlin. He's going to be there 10 to 11:30 a.m. And the Total Wine and More at 17300 West Blue Mound Road in Brookfield from 2:30 right up till the start of the Devil's
Advocate. Oh, man, we got a Total Wine over here in Glendale. Maybe I should come over there. And why the women, man? I bet there's a big chunk of guys that think Jason Momoa is the bomb.
Why? Because he was Aquaman or because he was in Game of Thrones?
Because not everyone's heterosexual, and some men might find him very attractive. It's like he's like me, but taller
and better looking, more muscular, and I suspect has more money. But you are a star, Dom.
A bright, shiny star
in your own mind. Come back with us. Be a star of the Devil's Advocate Show. Call us 844-967-2789.
CBS News Brief. House Republicans only have about half the votes they need to secure nominee Steve Scalise as Speaker. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This really feels like a real-life version of Wheel of Fortune, where they haven't flipped over enough of the letters on the board, so you don't know what the puzzle is yet.
It's unclear when a vote could happen. Israeli Defense Forces spokeswoman Masha Mikkelsen is urging Palestinians now to stay away from potential military targets.
Hamas has infiltrated the civilian population in Gaza and is using those civilian assets as human shields.
More than 2,200 people have died on both sides. And ACT scores have dropped to their lowest in more than 3 decades, and it's affecting college admissions post-pandemic. Rose Babington is with the nonprofit that gives the test.
So we know, and lots of other research shows, that this cohort of students has really experienced academic disruption in terms of their preparedness for life after high school.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The names of the other two justices tapped by Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to investigate impeachment proceedings against State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz have been released. Recently, the only known member of the panel of former justices was David Prosser, who advised against impeachment proceedings this week. In a court filing, Speaker Voss identified the other two former justices as former Chief Justice Patience Rogensack and former Justice John Wilcox. The Wisconsin State Assembly will vote on bills to ban gender-affirming care for children and bar trans girls from competing in girls' sports this week. Governor Tony Evers has already declared that if the bills make their way to his desk, he will veto them and any other bill that makes Wisconsin a less welcoming, inclusive, and safe place, reiterating his support for the LGBTQ plus community. The bills are scheduled to be voted on tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I drink. And I know things.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. I assure you, James Causey joining us in the Happier Happy Hour about an hour from now. You can join us right now, though, 844-967-2789. That's the phone line. It's also the text line. Dom, a couple of texters. There's also a Kiss perfume. I did not know. And the guy with the star is Paul Stanley. I think Dom looked that one up for me.
But the other guy, Ace Frehley, also has like star-ish. He's like space star guy or something. So there, but Paul Stanley does have the dark black star in his eye. That was specifically Paul. The other one's got kind of an outline of stars across his eyes.
Well, it wasn't so much the face paint. It was probably the metallic silver coat that made me a target of ostracization. Easy for me to say. Ridicule, let's just say. Beating up. And thank goodness I was good with the floor hockey stick. A little bit more here. Lisa Joe says, so excited for the Jade Monkey Party. I'm bringing the green thing, she says. And Jeff from Sherwood, well, he's got a boozy idea. Captain Crudy Spice Rum. I'm in.
Captain Crudy. You know, it's, I don't, again, not being a big, you know, fanboy type of guy, but I would see, I guess I would go see if he was around. Ozzy Osbourne, man. I can't think of a guy who's had more of a musical influence on me than the ex-Sabbath frontman.
He's the Prince of Darkness.
And the Prince of Darkness. I mean, Ozzy's just great, but he's getting old these days, man.
I mean, you do what? Like, if he showed up at a Costco hawking vodka, you'd go buy some vodka and hang out with the dude?
Maybe. If I could hang out a little bit, sure. But I never watched, like, I never saw the Osbournes, you know, the reality TV thing. I just never into that kind of thing. So, you know. What about you, man? Who would you go? Why would you drop everything to go to Costco on a Saturday when they're giving out the samples? You know what I mean? That's like the worst time to go to Costco. Who would you go see?
Pretty close, but I can tell you the one guy, and he's sort of a local hero, Andy North, 2-time U.S. Open winner, golf guy. I was sort of a golfing kid. My mom was a good golfer, and I was a golf fan as a kid, and he was like at the Bank of Sun Prairie opening up the bank. You got like a autographed picture of Andy North. And I think I've told the story. I think I got a Spider-Man radio that night as well. And they probably got my $10 and all the accumulated interest. I don't think I ever went back for my money. It was many, many years ago, but I'd be up to like $11 by now, Dom.
Ooh.
So Andy North, I guess Andy North is the guy that I remember going to see, but you know, politically, you know, I've dragged you all over the country politically to go see some of the headliners. We've seen Trump. We've seen Hillary. We've seen Bernie a number of times. We've seen them all. Obama. Yeah. We've seen Biden. Who haven't we seen, really, Dom? Ted Cruz?
No, we've seen Ted Cruz, unfortunately, up close and personal.
Scott Walker, he was a shining star of sorts.
Haven't met Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan. You know, the leaders of the Republicans in the House have not met those fine gentlemen yet.
Thankfully. Well, they're not speaker yet. And there's not even a scheduled vote. So until the Republicans have a speaker, they can just sit in their corner and continue to be in disarray, Dub.
Disarray.
It's a party in disarray. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Party next Tuesday. Join us. It will not be in disarray. Not till the very, very wee hours, perhaps. But Dom, I wanted to turn our attention towards one of Wisconsin's own congressional delegates. I saw three for at the Raw Story today. You know, the aggregator, the Raw Story. It's one of my favorite sources. So I go there often, and I saw not one, not two, but three Wisconsin stories side by side by side. And usually it only makes the Raw Story if you've done something bad. Right. Like Congressman tantrum thrower Derek Van Orden from the
third. God,
he's done it again, Dom.
Of course he cannot help himself.
Here is the headline at the Raw Story. Found this one today. Tantrum prone GOPer hits Jewish rep with F-bombs during an Israeli intelligence briefing. According to this reporting, Dom, Axios reporter Andrew Solander posted Wednesday that Republican Rep. Derek Van Orden, Wisconsin's, well, he's not even from here.
Yeah, but
he represents the third, but he's not really from here.
If you could call it that, if your representation isn't, you know, pretty much yelling at everybody and swearing at people and belittling people, yeah, that's Derek Van Orden for you.
Well, Dom, he kind of lost his cool during an intelligence briefing to House members on Israel. And Van Orden, who has a history of irate outbursts, including one directed at high school teenage pages, was, and here's a quote, Dom, acting belligerent towards the intelligence staff that worked under President Joe Biden's administration.
No.
Multiple officials in the room said that he cursed at the briefers and called the presentation pathetic. Other members booed at his attacks, one calling it offensive and inappropriate. And then here's a quote, Dom, from the reporting at Politico. Rep. Dean Phillips, Democrat from Minnesota, shouted, "Shame on you," in response to Van Orden's verbal affront, prompting Van Orden to drop an F-bomb towards the Minnesota Democrat. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's Jewish, Dom. He was rude and attacked the presenters. I thought they had very substantive things to say. But he just had this blanket attack saying, "This is the worst information I've ever had," according to Rep. Judy Chu, a Democrat from California, and basically attacking them for being incompetent. Now, after the most recent of Van Orden's many, many temper tantrums, Dom, Rep. Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, stepped in to apologize for Van Orden's behavior. During the House Democrats meeting Wednesday, the members discussed the matter and positively identified that it was Van Orden. And after Van Orden screamed at Senate pages in July, Senate leaders in both parties chastised him for his profanity-laced tirade. He then played the victim, saying that he was being threatened with bad press after his outburst. Yeah, I
mean, threatened with bad press? Really? Maybe you shouldn't do the outbursts and people won't have to report it. And if you think it's bad, well, maybe you should change your behavior.
Dominic, after the prior incident, because let's not forget there's a new Van Orden incident, a Wisconsin newspaper editorial called for his ousting while detailing a pattern of rage by the Republican official. I think that was the Cap Times. I'll verify. The Republican congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd District is no stranger delighting in controversy over his questionable judgment in outbursts. In one culture warrior moment, he allegedly ripped into a young library helper, angry over a book display on gay topics. And then there was his presence in the crowd at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, though Van Orden has said he did not enter the building. Adults should know better, the editorial continues, particularly adults who put themselves forward as leaders in a national forum. As for Van Orden's clumsy attempt to justify his own bad behavior by blaming it on the kids, that says a lot more about him than it does about the teenagers. If he felt the kids should get up, surely he could have found a more acceptable way to express himself. No, mostly F-bombs, Dom.
That was from the Beloit Daily News, and he'd have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those meddling kids.
844-967-2789. You know, there's a PolitiFact about Van Orden's participation in the January 6th. We'll get to that, perhaps. But first, to the phones. To the lines. Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, just great. Keep it up, guys. You do a wonderful job. First, I'd like to make a statement. You know, the Republicans that Van Orden, Ron Johnson, Jim Jordan, all of them, this is the best they got. And their number one guy, who's leading by margins, has got 91 felonies. What's the worst they've got? You want to know what the worst is.
Well, I'm going to put Derek Van Orden up. I'm nominating Van Orden. He may be amongst the worst, right, Bill.
Now, would he be one of those guys they hide in Blazing Saddles? Remember when they hired the worst people they could find in the world? Would these guys qualify? Would these guys qualify? Could they have been in Blazing Saddles? Last but not least, I'm really curious. You have really done a golden job getting the word out, creating a civic media. How many listeners do you think you reach all over the state?
123,000 and counting, Bill.
Billions. Billions and billions and billions and billions.
Nielsen's most recent statewide said about 123,000 listeners, Bill.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope next month it's double that. You do a wonderful job. Keep it up. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's not just Crudy conjecture either. That's Nielsen.
I assume there's many more than that. But, you know, what do I know? 844-967-2789.
I'm not sure if we get credit for the worldwide audience and the, you know, people in space as well, Dom. Space Station, they got us on right now. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, let's remember that gymnasium Jim Jordan also accused that 10-year-old that got raped there in Ohio, accused her of being a liar. And then never really apologized for it, said, well, there's, you know, that they're prosecuting the guy that raped her, but never accused the guy, never apologized for calling that child a rape victim a liar.
You know, that's a great point, Mark. I totally forgot about that. I mean, you know, you look back, because the terrible things that this man has said and has done, it just stacks up. And, you know, it's hard for me to keep track of it. He's just a big POS, Mark. I can't believe this guy is literally representing 700,000 people in the state of Wisconsin.
Ohio. Jim Jordan. I mean, is the guy who accused
I'm talking about Van Orden, but yes, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. But Van Orden, too. I mean, that these guys are nothing but POSs. I mean, there's a whole... I mean, and we got Lauren Boebert now who's going to oppose Scalise. Lauren Boebert, the Denver fondler. I mean, it just...
You're happy with yourself, Mark. You got that one out there, the Denver fondler. He's been waiting all day to use that line on us. Well done, sir. I got a couple from the text line, Dom. People, you know, brushes with stardom. Robert Brooks partnered in a furniture store. I went to the opening. Well, that kind of counts. I played softball and flag football against Billy Schrader, former Packer player. Does that count? He was a college guy. We went to college. Yeah. But he wasn't famous then. Here's one. I'd even go to see Wanker or Voss at a Costco so I could give him the finger. I
seems like a lot of work.
Read on Reddit. Somebody bumped into Scott Walker at the Packer game in Las Vegas, and they walked up to him and they said, Scott Walker, and got his visual attention and then gave him the old F you. And apparently Walker dropped his visual gaze down to his feet and walked away. I mean, what is it? The Young Adolphs Foundation. I hope they pay him.
The
well.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, I keep getting that wrong.
That's tough. I get it.
I hope they pay him well, you know, so he can build a wall around his house and avoid all the people he used to quote unquote serve here in the state of Wisconsin.
Serve.
Because he's not well regarded. You know, his policies weren't so popular outside of right wing talk radio land. Anyways.
Yeah, but
hope you enjoyed the game, Scott.
Nice cushy job at the Young America's Foundation in charge of motivating and organizing and enlightening the youth of America.
Here's another one.
Conservative ways.
Andrew from Verona, Texan. Again, Van Orden, he's probably just back on the juice. Crudy, here's an accusatory text. Crudy, your Van Orden and Trump impressions sound suspiciously similar to each other. Well, one's just angrier. You decide which one. Anything else? No, that's good for now. We'll come back. We'll do more of your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And a PolitiFact on Derek Van Orden's participation in the January 6th. I got to tell you, PolitiFact, I'm quite disappointed in your rating of mostly false insurrectionist. I think it's mostly true. Come back, more Devils.
Shame, shame.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, not as cool, a low in the low 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with rain developing in the afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Blustery, rainy, and cooler Thursday night into Saturday morning. At times, wind gusting higher than 30 miles an hour. High Friday near 50. It's 60 right now.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. I love me some Benny Hill, man. That house of Republicans, it seems like the Benny Hill show.
Hey, Dom, my understanding is Robin Voss calling a press conference for 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh, really?
What do you think he wants to talk about? They had a meeting of the Republican caucus today. And here's Trudy's theory. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it tomorrow morning at 9:30. Either they're going to
impeach Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. It's going to happen tomorrow, says Crudy.
Or at least the announcement will be made by Robin Voss. And here's how he's going to play it. I've had a meeting of the caucus. And while we have been advised by, we now know the third Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, John Wilcox, is the third unknown conservative justice, in addition to Patience Rogensack and David Prosser. Now, we knew publicly David Prosser said, don't do it. And actually, there's some reporting today that John Wilcox also said, don't do it. And I publicly speculated yesterday that my down the bar recent dining person, Patience, she said, go ahead if you want to. I suspect.
So maybe the Republicans got one Supreme Court justice to say, yes, go ahead and impeach.
Well, it's not even really a panel. Former. They're just some people. He's just asking questions. But here's my point. Sure. Here's the cover fire. If it's going to go down, Robin Voss is going to play it like this. The will of my caucus demands that we put this to a vote. And he could even vote against it. He could even say, well, I'm not even for it, but the will of my caucus demands it, because they've got a 2/3 majority over on the assembly side, right? They'd only need half the votes. They give up like 15 assembly people, don't even have to vote for it, and they could still effectively sideline Protasiewicz. Senate never takes it up. Never have to take an uncomfortable vote on the Senate side. And effectively, she's sidelined potentially for the redistricting cases going forward. If it's going to happen, 9:30 tomorrow morning, he'll tell the plan.
Now, you're saying if it's going to happen, it's going to happen tomorrow. And do you believe
the plan will be laid out?
Yes.
And it will be blamed on the will of the caucus.
You think they're going forward? You think the Republicans are going forward with an impeachment of Justice Protasiewicz? That's your call right now? We'll find out 9:30, but hell, man, we're on the radio. We got to make some calls here. Is that your statement? Is that your bet? If you're taking action,
I would probably turn down that action because I'm 40 bucks in the hole right now and I can't afford to lose anymore. No, I'm not clear that I would take that action, but you know, I don't have the darkened soul of Robin Voss. You know, he's a different human being just because I don't find it politically logical to take this step. But, I mean, effectively, if he thinks he can preserve his speakership, if he thinks he can preserve the permanent majority of the legislative Republicans, and all it's going to do is, you know, cost a little grief in a lawsuit paid for by the taxpayers, not Robin Voss. No, I will take that action.
844-967-2789. Let's get to some of the callers. Greg from McFarland, you are next. Welcome, Greg. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, I'm just interested. We got two people vying for the third most powerful position to be president, and yep, they can't even recognize who the current president is, at least verbally.
You're right.
Well, it was rigged. Stolen, Greg, don't you know it? Didn't both, I mean, Jim Jordan is right at the center of the insurrectionist plot against the peaceful transfer of power. And my understanding is
Jim Jordan to answer a subpoena from Congress.
I'm still waiting for Jim Jordan to be criminally indicted. I think it could happen. I'm not sure why, if thank you for your call, Greg, but if the special counselor, if Jack Smith really, really wants to get to all of it, what about all these congressional participants? Yes. What about the guy that wore the bulletproof vest under his yellow jacket? You know, he's there chewing gum and kicking ass, and he was all out of bubble gum. I think there are plenty of Republicans that may have some literal blood on their hand or certainly criminal complicitness. And I think at least one of them allegedly could be Jim Jordan, who apparently knows his caucus has spoken. He's going to vote for Scalise.
But are the rest of the hateful eight going to vote for Scalise?
Well, Chip Roy is not going to vote for Scalise. He is stated publicly, and the more time they get to go back to their offices and stew them, I don't think the math's going to get any better for this Republican Party that is completely in disarray. And I mean, understand, Scalise, as we described him, self-describes as David Duke without the baggage.
And which baggage is that? Would that be the tax violations or the grandmaster of the Ku Klux Klan or his tax policy?
I guess we'll never know.
Maybe we will know. We should know. How does this not, like, if this guy comes up, becomes speaker, how is this not the conversation? I mean, he's got to be bludgeoned with this. Are you kidding me? Hey, I'm just like the grand wizard of the KKK without the baggage. How is that a positive in any way, shape, or form? Certainly amongst white nationalists, that might be something they're all about. But as far as the general population, no. Most people want everyone to be treated fairly and equitably.
Like Dahmer without all the baggage.
You know what I mean? I mean, you could go on and on and on. I mean, I'm not clear you don't have the baggage. Now, maybe you didn't have the title as Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but you went to the White Nationalist Conference in 2002 looking for like-minded people on policy, apparently. That's where you thought you'd dip your toe in and figure out if you could really get a sense of the needs and wants of your constituents. Wow, man.
You're talking about Scalise, not our buddy Derek Van Orden, right?
No, correct.
Because Derek Van Orden did reportedly attend the Capitol insurrection, use campaign funds from his unsuccessful campaign, because before he won, he lost a run for Congress, had some campaign funds, used that to go out there. And now the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, didn't have a big issue because it was only like $4,000.
Is it like $4,500? Wasn't enough money?
Well, how much does air travel to DC cost? I mean, I got a hotel room and airfare for a couple of grand. If I used campaign money, wouldn't I be in violation? And ultimately, the PolitiFact Wisconsin says it's mostly false when candidate Rebecca Cook, she's running as a Democrat for that office, says that Derek Van Orden wanted to burn it down. Well, perhaps he didn't want to burn it down, but he'd swear it down. I don't know, man. I don't really feel like this guy is anything less than an insurrectionist. He just didn't maybe literally commit any violence at the Capitol that day.
But he was there.
Must have been sober that day. Come back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. James Causey at 5:30. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.